class is a requirement. Vrlo je nužno.
So, Mel, to have children and to carry
imati
on the family tradition, this is the idea.
Tradicijom.
So in Krishna consciousness, we are all hoping that our children are rays of Vishnu.
Budu zrake Vishnu.
Just like they said, Bhakti Siddhanta was a ray of Vishnu.
Govorili da je zraka Vishnu.
That our children are pure.
I da su naša djeca čista.
So, Rama, you want to say something about that?
Želiš reći nešto o tome?
I mean, we'll...
Huh? Just continue, then I'll see.
Continue, okay. I never know if she's
Nikad
ready to talk or not.
Je li spremna krene govoriti ili ne? Uvijek moram provjeriti.
So we had two children.
Mi smo imali
age 25, boy of 25.
Danas imamo dečko
and girl
od
27.
I curicu od 27.
And the girl is married. And she has her own children.
Sad ima i vlastitu djecu.
Little girls,
dvije
two and four.
Od dvije i četiri godine.
So, in we understand, Prabhupada gives direction. When Prabhupada was on the planet,
dok je Prabhupada bio na planetu,
all of the married people were newly
svi,
married.
Oženjeni ljudi
almost
bili
all
su
the children were young.
Gotovo sva djeca su bila vrlo malena.
Elementary education age.
Bili
say
su na razini osnovne škole.
10,
niti.
12.
Dakle, od,
there were no teenage, big children, college children.
Do 10 godina nije bilo djece koja su bila adolescenti ili
so
na fakultetu.
So we hadn't run into that experience yet.
Tako da uopće nije postojalo to iskustvo do tada.
But now we have.
Ali sada ga imamo.
So when children are young, they're quite
dok
it's quite easy
mlada,
to deal with.
S njima je prilično lako.
They learn to play Krishna pastimes. They learn Krishna movies or Krishna stories. They can watch on the television so many Krishna and Ram videos. And they can hear the story. And now there are many children's books that are written for simple for the children, translations of the Krishna book in simple language for children.
So there's,
in the old days, we didn't have that. We only had more difficult books. So they had to improvise. But now everything is there, so life for a child can be quite fulfilling if the parents give it to them. So the earlier ages seem to be working pretty well. It's those older ages, the puberty age, when the child becomes mature, that gets to be complicated.
Stvari se kompliciraju kad dijete malo naraste, dođe u pubertet.
Young children?
Želiš li govoriti o maloj djeci?
No, 4, 5, 6.
No. Just like my husband said, it's easier when you have little children. It's so much easier raising little children. Because they just want to learn about Krishna and they want to learn about the pastimes. They like to listen to stories.
Obožavaju slušati priče.
For example, this morning I was looking at the deities.
Jutros sam gledala božanstva.
And there was a little girl standing next to me and she was talking to one adult.
Stajala kraj mene i razgovarala sa odraslom osobom.
And she was saying, she's pointing to the deities and she's saying, that's my favorite. I love that Jagannath. Look at Krishna. His face is so beautiful. And she said, I love Radharani. And I was just looking at her. And then I said to her, oh, you are a lover of Krishna.
Ti voliš
and
Krishnu.
She smiled and I said, ona what's your name? And she said the name was Mirabai. So
kako
I'm sure
rekla Mirabai.
Many of you know her.
Mnogi od vas
and I said, oh, Mirabai, she was a lover of Krishna and she loved
Mirabai
Krishna too.
Je također bila Krishna ljubavnica i jako ga je voljela.
For children, we've heard in the class before, we should become Krishna's friend.
Kao što smo čuli na predavanju, trebamo postati Krishnin prijatelj.
And I've seen with little children, they become the friends of Krishna.
I vidjela sam kako mala djeca lako postaju Krishnini prijatelji.
Because many of them are immersed in the Krishna stories.
Mnogi od njih vole priče o Krishni.
They don't like philosophy. Like
filozofija im se ne sviđa.
Because I remember Satchinanda Maharaj said, it's easier for us
rekao,
to listen to philosophy instead of Krishna,
filozofiju.
Instead of listening about to the pastimes of Krishna.
Neko Krishna ne zabave.
But whereas with children, I've noticed,
ali primijetila sam da kod djece,
they relish the pastimes of Krishna.
One da obožavaju Krišnjine zabave.
And it is our duty to nurture
that. I naša dužnost je da to njegujemo.
But somehow along the way, when they
negdje
hit
tijekom puta,
those teenage years,
kad uđu u tinejdžerske godine,
peer pressure comes along.
Dođe, povećava se pritisak,
and then the parent is
njihovih prijatelja,
not the only authority they look at.
Više im, roditelji nisu jedini uzor.
They start looking at all their friends, what their friends are doing.
Gledaju što sve rade njihovi prijatelji.
And it's difficult to maintain that sometimes.
I to je ponekad jako teško održati.
So today we'll talk about raising children and what to do when we get to that difficult years that they will.
I što možemo praviti kad dođu u to teško razdoblje.
And I guarantee most children will go through the difficult years.
Da će većina djece proći kroz
teško razdoblje. Some children will not go through it, but many of them do go through it. Because in America we have seen this.
To smo vidjeli u Americi.
So, of course, there's that nice talk by Radha Swami to us. So we'll talk about that. So we have we are graduates of the school of raising children.
U školi odgajanja djece.
And I see here in around the camp many young children.
Po kampovima jako puno male djece.
But mostly young children.
Teenagera, ali uglavnom su
and
ovdje
I found
djeca.
That as a trend in our ISKCON temples. You'll see a lot of young children. Up to the age of 10 or 12, maybe.
And then the teenagers are just not there.
In our Washington temple, that's how it is. In many temples, I'm sure it's very similar. Because they have other interests. So how do, you know, we understand, you know, we become householders, and, you know, that's hard enough. And then, you know, we're dealing with other people. We're dealing with our wife. And then all of a sudden we're dealing with our children. You know, and more complications.
And how to deal with them.
So when I was a young parent, my children were still 8 and 10. I asked an older devotee, his name was Paramananda.
Upitao sam jednog
starijega
baktu, Paramananda.
He was a devotee since 1967. Actually, he had the first
boy
born in the Krishna consciousness movement.
U svjesnosti Krišne.
In 1968, I think.
Mislim da to bilo
68. Carrying the boy and offering it to Prabhupada.
Nosi dječaka i nudi ga Prabhupada.
Born in ISKCON.
On je
so he's
dobio prvog dječaka u ISKCON-u.
For his record. So I asked him, and he had one girl and two or three boys.
Imao još jednu djevojčicu i dva ili tri dječka.
So I asked him, I said, and his boys were bigger, obviously.
Njegovi dječaci su već bili veći i odrasli.
I asked him, so what should I expect?
Pa sam ga upitao, što mogu očekivati?
You know, my kids are still sweet. They love Krishna. No problems. No sex. No drugs.
Nema nikakvog seksa, droge.
No rock and roll.
Nije ti rock and roll.
Krishna conscious.
Svjesna Krišne.
No craziness.
He said,
the kids are going to do
a on je rekao, tvoja djeca
what they're going to do.
Će raditi ono što
was
će raditi.
His words to me.
Baš
namely, no matter
rekao,
how hard we try,
rekao, bez obzira na to
we try to direct
trudite,
our children,
it's
really they're living out their karma.
Ali oni moraju
and you know, and they have to go through certain things.
I moraju proći kroz
like our daughter,
stvari.
For example,
naprimjer,
was always good.
Kćeri, uvijek bila
she
dobra.
Never did drugs.
Nikad
she never had boyfriends.
Nije imala dečke.
She never played rock and roll.
Nije
she was never rebellious.
Nikad se nije
and she was the perfect person
bila
in my
savršena
eyes.
Osoba u barem u mojim you know,
biased he thinks
I'm
his daughter is perfect
I love my daughter
but
she was savršena. Really good compared to other people's children that I know
ali je bilo dobro odnosno na
djecu nekih drugih then our son ljudi. Was a little younger
naš
but
sin
he,
had, mlađi,
he didn't have the same experience
ali nije imao
he started associating with the people at school that they both went to public school
oboje su išli
of course, now we talk
škole.
About Gurukula and Gurukula or homeschooling are options
for
trying to keep your children in good association and Krishna consciousness.
In
America, the social pressure to send your children to a Gurukula evaporated after there were many problems at our Gurukulas. So all of a sudden, you didn't have to send your child anymore to Gurukula. It used to be big social pressure. If you didn't send your child to Gurukul, you were in Maya.
So
all of a sudden you had the opportunity to, you know, keep your children at home and work with them
or
go to the public school. Of course, I don't know what happens here in Croatia. I don't think you have a Gurukula system yet.
Right,
no. So our children went to the public school.
Tako su I naša djeca išla.
And our daughter came out fine, and our son, you know, he got influenced by
ali na sina je veliku
material energy.
Izvršila materijalna energija.
The non-devotees, you know, the average kids in the school.
Obični,
you know, even though he was brought up with all of this Krishna consciousness, he still wanted to experiment. So he did, you know, a lot of things, and he's 25 now, and he still does a lot of things. And he also does a lot of Krishna consciousness. So I asked Radhanath Swami. So this is an authoritative quote coming.
So
I asked him. I told him my situation. I said my son is, you know, doing, you know, experimenting with the world.
Eksperimentira sa svijetom.
As we would say. And, you know, what to do. He said, Prabhu,
on je rekao, Prabhu,
actually, I have seen
video sam
that kids, or you know, teenagers,
da teenageri,
particularly boys,
a osobito,
that, do not check out the world, experimentiraju with the world,
koji ne isprobaju
and
taj svijet,
sense gratification to some extent.
Koji ne isprobaju ugoditi svojim osjetilima.
He said, generally, generally the ones that do,
oni koji
when
to
they do return to
kad se
Krishna
vrate,
consciousness,
Krishna,
come back as very strong
onda
devotees.
Se vrate kao vrlo čvrsti.
Because they've made the choice.
Vakte. Oni su napravili.
Oni
su donijeli
Maya,
izbor, oni su kušali Maju.
Said,
su, ne,
not satisfying me.
Ne.
Same reason why we join Krishna consciousness as adults. We had tested the Maya, and we said, I want something better than this. So we said our young people, when they do experiment with the material world, they become much stronger devotees. He said, of course, there is some fear that maybe they won't come back. They'll enjoy that Maya.
And that's always there.
And that's there with anyone. Everyone has free will. We hear about this in Bhagavatam class, free will. And our children also have free will. They are individuals. They have their own past karma, their own life to lead. Of course, we read that advanced people are waiting to take birth in the family of devotees.
Samo čekaju kako bi se rodili.
So we're hoping that all our children are advanced demigods.
Da su naša djeca upravo takvi napredni polubogovi.
But my wife will comment about that.
Ali mislim da će moja žena nešto više reći o tome.
I know. So, just one thing I want to just clarify that.
Želim razjasniti jednu stvar.
My son might not be on the same level as my
možda
daughter.
I know my husband
is very favorable to my daughter.
Znam da je moj muž jako pristran prema njoj.
He still, he lives with us, he's working.
On živi s nama, radi.
He doesn't chant, it's hard for him to chant japa.
Jako mu je teško mantrati
japu. He can't focus on japa, but he loves kirtan. He goes
japa,
to every
rat yatra.
He's always serving the spiritual masters,
uvijek
every guru that comes and visits.
Guru
he's there for all day darshan. Every weekend he's at the temple. He goes to the Sunday program and helps at the temple.
Programe, pomaže u hramu.
So he's still, you know, he's not at that level where he's not a pure devotee.
On nije čisti bhakt.
And he knows that, and we know
on
that.
To zna, I mi,
you know,
to znamo.
I would like him to one day get serious.
Voljela
and take initiation.
Se jednom uzbilji,
but it's still
uzme inicijaciju.
Difficult for him to chant japa. But
ali
Radhanath Swami loves him dearly, and
međutim,
he said,
Radhanath Swami,
his name is Peter, but he said, he is fine.
I rekao, on je dobro.
And I know
dobro
he has the blessings of Radhanath Swami, so I'm not worried.
Blagoslove Radhanath Swami, pa se ne brinem.
Because Radhanath Swami said, you know, and he loves Pitamba very much, so I know that
I
he will be fine
voli.
Too. But with the demigods, you know, we all know about the demigods. We all hear about them, and we know that they are one of the biggest enjoyers. So if they are lining up to take birth in this ISKCON movement, then they are coming with an enjoying mood also. So some of them want to enjoy the material nature.
Oni žele uživati u materijalnoj prirodi.
Yeah, that was our conclusion, because we've seen many of our Gurukul boys and girls.
Jer smo vidjeli jako puno naših Gurukulaca.
They're not all perfect. They're enjoying. They have an enjoying mood.
We came to the conclusion
that the demigods in the higher planets are drinking the soma juice and enjoying sense gratifications. So they're also looking for it down here.
Onda traže takvo uživanje i kad dođu ovdje dole.
So you know, you cannot for, you know, in other words, when your children are in their teens, you can't force them. You can only give them advice. You have to be like their mentor, or almost like their friend.
Mentori, gotovo, you know, možda bi gotovo poput prijatelja.
I'll tell you a quick story.
There was
Indian family in
bila jedna indijska obitelj.
England.
In London, big
wealthy
Londonu.
Businessman. I mean, millions of dollars, this man.
Vrlo bogat,
Hinduja.
Bogataš.
The name is Hinduja family. Famous in India.
Pripadao je
they're like,
Hinduja.
You know, famous name.
Vrlo
so he had
poznati.
A son.
On imao
son
sina,
was in his 20s.
Kojemu je bilo
and Mr. Hinduja was very strict father.
Bio jako
very
strog
Gujarati.
Otac.
Very conservative, nice, a devotee also, religious
također,
family,
to bila jedna vrlo pobožna
pictures of Krishna
obitelj,
in the house, vegetarian,
vegetarianci su imaju Krišnjevu sliku
all of that, and of course he wanted his son to, you know,
naravno,
the best for his son.
Želio najbolje za
his
svoga
son
sina.
Is the heir, or
njegov
going to inherit,
njegov sin je nasljednik,
multi-million dollar corporation.
Korporaciju vrednu
you know,
nekoliko milijardi
you know,
dolara.
The best you could hope for.
Najnešto najbolje što može da opće očekivati. Međutim, sin se zaljubio u ženu.
You know, some lady.
U neku ženu. Ne znam
but
kako se
the father didn't like her.
Ali
didn't feel different.
Otac,
it was, she wasn't, you know, didn't wasn't right
svidjela.
For whatever reason. I don't know all the details.
Razloga,
but he didn't approve of this girl.
Nije dobra za njegovog sina.
You know, I wasn't there, so I don't know all
ne,
the details.
Nisam
but he
tamo,
didn't
pa
approve.
Detalje. U svakom slučaju,
and he
nije odobravao tu vezu.
Said to the boy, in this, no, no, no.
Mladiću, ne, ne.
And the boy said, Dad, I'm in love.
Oči, ja sam
I'm
se zaljubio. Slijep sam od ljubavi.
I love this girl.
Volim je.
We have experienced all of us.
Svi mi valjda imamo to iskustvo.
So he said, he finally said, the dad finally said,
otac je na kraju rekao,
if you continue with this, you know, you have to stop this.
Moraš
if you continue with this, we're going to, you know, cut you off from the family and,
dalje s tom vezom,
you know, all kind of threats and all of these things.
Prijetimo je na sve moguće
this cannot
načine.
Happen.
To se jednostavno ne
this
smije
girl
dogoditi.
Is not suitable for our
ova
you know, wealthy
nije primjerena.
Caste family.
Za našu bogatu kasinsku obitelj.
The boy, I think it was the girl too. Did they both?
I think just the boy.
Just the boy. Yeah. Not sure. But at least the boy ends up committing suicide.
Na kraju je mladić počinio samoubojstvo.
Rather than miss this opportunity to be with his love, he would rather kill himself
se ubio
than
i propustio
priliku just
da bude svoljenom,
follow his father's orders
nego da slijedi očevu naredbe,
have all the money and the family
sav novac i naslijedio
love was more
tradiciju.
Than millions of dollars to him.
Ljubav mu je više značila nego milijuni dolara.
So I'm telling you this story to
ovo sam vam
show
ispričao,
you you can't force your children
da djecu ne
to
možete
do what you want
primorati
them to do.
Da naprave ono što vi hoćete od njih.
You can only guide them with
možete ih
your
samo
love
voditi pomoću svoje ljubavi.
And your good example and
pomoću
your love.
Dobrog primjera i pomoću svoje ljubavi.
And you can pray to Krishna
možete se moliti Krishna
that they see the right path.
Da ugledaju.
So when they're young, you can feed them with Krishna day and night. All the stories. Our granddaughter, who's 4 years old, knows all the stories of Krishna book, all the Ramayana, the names of everyone. She does Krishna dramas all day long. Everything is Krishna fun for her.
ona se neprestano
zabavlja. But, you know, when she's 20, I can't, you know, I hope she's still like that.
Kroz Krišnine zabave. Ne znam kako će biti s njom kad bude imala 20 godina.
It's in Krishna's hands.
Ali to je u Krišnjim rukama. We can only
point them in the direction, give them the tools they need for Krishna consciousness. And like a wind-up toy, send them out into the world and hope they follow the right path.
Tako bi mogli slijediti pravi put.
So that has been our experience raising children.
Sa odgojem djece.
That you have to be a little detailed. There's another friend of mine, God brother.
Imam još jednog brata po Bogu prijatelja, Gorharidas.
Old devotee, Gorhari. And he has a son.
On ima sina.
And he went to Gurukul.
Koji je išao Gurukul.
His whole life.
Cijeloga
up until
života.
He was. He went to India, to
išao
Vrindavan.
Indiju, Vrindavan.
And all these in Gita Nagari, Gurukula.
U Gurukulu, na Gita Nagari.
As soon as he got out, he went.
Ali čim je izašao,
you know, enjoying like crazy.
Počeo je uživati kao lud.
And doing anything and everything you can think of.
Radio je sve što možete uopće zamisliti.
So I asked Gorhari, in other words, the four regulator principles were all gone. In other words,
nije
in simple English. Nije
ostao niti jedan od četiri regulatorna načela.
So I asked Gorhari, I said,
pitao
so
sam Gorharija, pa,
what's going on with your son?
Što se to zbiva s tvojim sinom?
He said to me,
on mi rekao,
he said, my son is my guru.
Moj sin je moj guru.
He's teaching me detachment.
Uči me nevezanosti.
That's all you can take from a lesson like that. You know, we love our children. We're attached to our children. We want the best for our children.
Želimo najbolje
but
za njih.
We have to let them go. You know, they have their own lives at, you know, at a certain point. Especially if they're going out of the way we want to live. So,
umjesto da se pretrgujemo kako bismo ih uvjerili da žive život u kojem
example I had.
And then we also see with Srila Prabhupada, perfect example too.
Vidimo i Srila Prabhupada savršen
primjer. Prabhupada was a pure devotee.
Prabhupada je bio čisti posvećenik.
And we always think, well, the children of the pure devotee
of Srila Prabhupada
should also be pure devotees.
Trebali bi sami biti.
But it wasn't like that.
Srila Prabhupada's
children didn't take the Krishna consciousness like all of us did.
Posvetili svjesnosti Krišne poput svih
in some
nas.
Kind of way,
oni su bili posvećenici neke vrste, ali ne u toj mjeri u kojoj smo to mi.
So a reporter asked Srila Prabhupada.
Jedan novinar je pitao Srila
Prabhupada. What about your wife?
Što je s tvojom ženom?
Of course, you know,
he's a sannyasi now. Već bio sannyasi u to vrijeme.
Is she Krishna conscious?
Je li ona svjesna Krišne?
Prabhupada said, not much.
Prabhupada rekao, ne baš.
And then Tamal Krishna Swami in the conversations asked Prabhupada about his children.
Upitao šta Prabhupada nešto vezano za njegovu djecu,
my children were spoiled by my wife.
Je pokvarila moja žena.
Because she wasn't much Krishna conscious.
Jer ona baš nije bila.
So he said they had more influence on her than I did.
Krishna tako da ona imala veći utjecaj na njima nego on. Drugim riječima.
You know, part of the story is, you know, both, you know, whether both spouse, both husband and wife are equally serious about Krishna consciousness to influence the child.
Da oba roditelja moraju biti jednako svjesna Krišne.
That's why sometimes devotees,
snažan utjecaj na dijete, zato
that when they're looking for a wife,
posvećenici ponekad dok tragaju za suprugom,
maybe they find some girl on Sankirtan, door to door,
nađu neku
at the shopping center. She looked, you know, just
dok idu Sankirtan, dok idu do kuće,
and they fall in love,
vrata do vrata,
and
zaljube
se
u nju, i kažu,
but, you know, they get married, and
vjenčaju se.
The girl is not very Krishna, not interested in Krishna consciousness.
Njihova djevojka se s Krišna ne zanima, možda nije ni vegetarijanka.
You know, that's so we have to be careful
about zato who moramo biti jako pažljivi
in order to help us to raise a Krishna conscious family.
Jer samo tako ćemo odgojiti obitelj svjesno Krišne.
And there's also there's other, you know, we know many serious devotees, we know gurus in this movement. Whose children have gone to Gurukul and everything, but yet did not, you know, did not become very Krishna conscious.
So,
there's no guarantee because you're great devotees that your children are going to be great devotees.
But
all we can do is love them and guide them and teach them as best we can. And it's ultimately their life, their karma,
to
guide
I
them.
O Krišni ovisi da ih vodi.
Anything else?
I say don't give up on your children when they reach this difficult age. Don't say to them, you know, you have to love Krishna, and if you don't love Krishna, I'm not going to have anything to do with you.
Don't kick your kid out of the house.
Make sure your door is always open. And the most powerful preaching you can do is preaching by example. Instead of telling what to do, but if they can see your example, because they'll see your example.
Oni će vidjeti vaš primjer.
You know, and my son said to me the other day, I really like, Mata, the way you and Dad always, you know,
rekao,
chant and
ja
get up before you go to school, you take care
prvo,
of the deities.
Što se prvo
so he's watching all
mantrate,
of that,
za
although he's not at that
vidi,
point yet.
Iako još nije došao do te točke
so it's important
života.
That your home is still very Krishna conscious
je jako bitno da vaš
and that your door is always open
Krishna,
for your children,
i da vaša
no matter what
happens. Za vašu djecu, bez obzira na to što se dogodilo.
And I would even expand that
ja, to,
to your spouse.
Na
maybe your spouse is having a bad time in their lives
možda je
where they're not chanting,
u životu, možda ne
you know, they're not doing much Krishna consciousness,
se ne bave,
but you still are.
Sa svjesnošću Krishna,
you know, you just have to be patient
činite,
and tolerant.
Biti
and,
strpljivi,
you know,
tolerantni.
Things will turn around.
Stvari
by Krishna's grace.
Krishna so, milošću okrenuti.
Life is not always perfect.
Život nije uvijek
there's
savršen.
No, you know, there's no guarantees.
Nema nikakvih jamstava.
That the only guarantee is your own, what you are doing with your life.
Ono što sami
you,
činite
you have
s vlastitim
control
životom.
Of your life to go back to Godhead.
Možete upravljati svojim životom kako biste se vratili kući Bogu, ali ne možete to,
you can only
ali nikog
drugog
ne možete to natjerati, možete
and,
ih samo voditi.
Prabhupada always said you have to sail your own boat,
rekao,
fly your own airplane.
Morate, možete samo upravljati vlastitim
so, yeah,
brodom, vlastitim avionom. Pitanja?
One question is there that if your son or daughter wants to leave meat in your house, she's still not independent, she's not living outside in some other place, so what food then or drink something or smoke?
Not
dakle,
well.
Dakle,
not
napraviti
in the
ako,
house.
Ako vaše dijete želi, na primjer, jesti meso, pušiti ili piti u vašoj kući, dok, dakle, dok, još nije, dok se još nije odvojio od vas.
I would hope they would never want
nadam
to eat
se
meat.
Da nikad neće poželjeti jesti meso.
That is the one principle
to
I would hope
načelo,
they would never break.
Za koje se stvarno nadam da ga nikad neće prekršiti.
Because that is the last leg of religion I feel to go.
Noga
if they, you know, the other ones, if they go and break some of the principles, smoking, drinking,
you can,
I feel I can deal with that.
Mislim da s tim mogu živjeti.
But as far as in the house,
što se tiče moje kuće,
if they're living under my roof,
ako žive pod mojim
I always
krovom,
say, Dad and I, we are paying the bills,
mi
you are kažem, living
mi,
under our
mi
roof,
plaćamo račune,
nothing
živiš
will
našim
go on
krovom,
in our house.
U našoj kući se takve stvari
you
neće
can do it
događati.
Outside,
možeš
but
sve raditi
you
vani,
the door,
ali čim uđeš
stops.
Kroz ta vrata, sve to
prestaje.
Ne bih to dopustila u kući.
Sure.
And you have to stick by that.
I toga se treba držati.
No, go ahead.
I was just thinking about Amish.
The Amish.
Yeah.
Do the same thing.
Right.
So if you would outside, whatever you want to do, do it.
Mm-hmm.
But inside, might be like.
Right. Well, the Amish people, I think it's for 2 years.
Right?
2 years.
Yeah, while they're growing up. Yeah.
After they turn 18 or 16,
16.
They can leave the community and do everything that they want to do for 2 years. It's like a big
godine.
Party for them.
To je kao
and
kao
after 2 years, they make the choice to come back into the community.
Oni moraju donijeti
but
odluku.
Once
hoće
they come back into the community,
they
have to live by the standards of the community.
Prema standardima te zajednice.
Now some of them come back and some of them never come
neki
back.
Se vrate,
they
neki
stay
se
out
više
in
nikad
material
ne vrate.
World.
Oni ostanu u materijalnom svijetu.
Mm-hmm.
Dakle, njegova poanta je vezana za to za razliku između ljudi koji sami dođu svjesnost Krišne ili ih dovedu njihovi roditelji. Dakle, kad dođemo sami, to je ipak neki izbor koji smo mi sami napravili. Dok ako dobijemo to od roditelja, onda imamo sklonost da ne shvatimo to toliko ozbiljno i na primjer svojih prijatelja koji vrlo često naslijede, da tako kažemo, vjeru svojih roditelja, ali onda jednostavno ne shvaćaju, iako imaju tu osnovu, ne shvaćaju je vrlo ozbiljno.
I agree with you.
Da, slažem se s tom.
He made a very good point.
On je rekao
da
jako dobro
poantu, a to je da je of his own free will.
Da je Usjeza Krišna došao
and we have to
iz vlastite slobodne volje i moramo se to sjetiti sa našom djecom.
Just because they have taken birth in devotee families.
To što su se rodili u obitelji bhakta.
They won't automatically be
devotees. Znači, da će automatski biti
they bhakte. Have to make that choice also
oni
to choose Krishna.
Također moraju sami napraviti taj izbor, moraju sami izabrati Krishnu.
After all, if we force them,
na kraju krajeva, ako ih prisilimo,
that's not loving Krishna.
Onda to ne pokazuje ljubav
they
prema
Krishni. They have Krishna. To make that choice also.
Oni sami moraju napraviti taj izbor.
You know, if you give them the right direction,
ako ih pravilno usmjerite,
you raise them with Krishna consciousness.
Odgojite u svjesnosti Krishne.
You set a strong example for them in your
ako
homes.
Ako postavite snažan primjer u svojim domovima.
Even if they experiment with the material energy,
eksperimentiraju s materijalnom energijom,
they won't forget Krishna.
Neće zaboraviti Krishnu.
And I've seen many children in America.
Vidjela sam veliki broj djece u Americi
that have experimented
koji su eksperimentirali s materijalnim svijetom.
And have come back strong
i vratili su se
devotees.
Vrlo, kao vrlo snažni bhakte.
I've also heard that from you know, the youth group in America has a bus tour.
Čuo sam da udruga mladih
Manu's bus tour. And I traveled on that a couple of years ago.
Na turneju na koju idu sa
and,
autobusima.
Manu, the director of the
Manu,
bus,
koji
he told me,
autobus,
he said
mi,
that all of the you joined Krishna consciousness, you meaning me, joined Krishna consciousness as an adult,
kao
or at least a young adult.
Kao
but all of these boys and girls, they're born into
veća,
it, and they haven't consciously made a choice between
rodili,
Krishna or Maya yet.
I još nisu
so we're hoping to give them that experience
taj,
by associating with devotees and going to festivals, that they can also take that step and say, yeah, this is what I want to do with my life. This is the path I want to follow. Because if they're not following Krishna, then they're following Maya. So we want them to make that choice, to give them those choices of Krishna consciousness.
So
any other I mean raising children it's a, you know, a deep subject.
Vrlo duboka,
no easy answers. I couldn't find any verses in
Bhagavatam
that really talk about raising teenagers.
U kojoj se govori
raising little children
we
all understand, you know,
shvaćamo,
we should give them Krishna consciousness. Parikshit Maharaj, he was worshipping the deities and hearing about Krishna.
Božao,
we hear about these things, but we don't hear about
Krishna
teenagers in Bhagavatam.
Uopće ništa ne čujemo o teenagerima.
Said that he even not like say names of three son of Advaita Acharya.
Yeah, well,
if
yeah,
God, if
Advaita
God,
Acharya had if had God, a number of son, three of them
became
good devotees.
Krishna Das Kaviraj rekao da ne želi čak ni spomenuti imena trojice sinova Advaita Acharya. On imao dakle šest sinova, trojica od njih.
Achyutananda was one
Achyutananda.
Famous name. Yeah. They said they became, you know, the others were Mayavadis and the good ones were Vaishnavas. So even Advaita Acharya's kids had a split, you know, some went this way, some went that way.
Njegova djeca došla, dakle imala to razilaženje, jedna su jedna se pošla
had no children, but they're, you know, Nityananda had children and there's, you know, some were Virabhadra,
Virachandra,
you know, so. Of course, those are special people, and that was 500 years ago. Society today in 2008 with all the, you know, television and internet and all of this stuff, there's big opportunity for sense enjoyment.
I suggest if you have young children, get rid of the TV.
Predložila bih da se riješite televizije.
I know that's hard to do, but I strongly suggest that.
Ali to bi stvarno
unless you're using it just to show, you know, Krishna consciousness DVDs.
I don't know how it is in Croatia, but in America we have many, many cable channels.
Imamo jako, jako puno
There's like 100 different channels to watch TV. But you could have it, you know, in America, if you don't have that cable, then you can't watch the TV.
Kablovsku televiziju, onda ne možete gledati televiziju.
It's okay to have a TV to show all the Krishna movies, and that's fine, that's what you should do. But don't hook up and get outside
cartoons
and things like that.
We don't want your children becoming devotees of Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck.
Right.
I'm sure you have that here. Disney World characters. Cinderella. We want to hear about Draupadi, not Cinderella. So. The children's children of ISKCON?
No, by Kunti children. Did you hear?
I didn't hear it. They don't become pure devotees because we're not perfect.
I never heard Prabhupada say that.
I don't know where, unless you can show me the quote. I would challenge that quote because I've read all of
it.
I've been reading for 38 years and I haven't run into that one yet.
Because...
You want to translate for
Did you hear?
No, I can't make it out either.
Do you know what it's saying? You want to hand that to
me? For me, Srila Prabhupada was speaking about the child in particular. He didn't speak about the teenagers. He doesn't present a special plane. Program for the teenagers. Sons of the devotee in particular, or not?
Well, Prabhupada set up Gurukula, and he personally showed the devotees how what the curriculum should be and how the children should be engaged every day. He said, let them act out Krishna's pastimes, play games in relationship to Krishna. It should all be Krishna-centered. That was the direction, basically. And he said, some reading, some writing, some learn some Sanskrit. And deity worship, they should come to the arati. Why don't we have Gurukula anymore?
No, we don't apply this prestige to educate them in this way, that we change. Maybe 2 years you can go a little in Maya and after you come back stronger.
We don't that's not a policy.
Even giving them a little chance, it is dangerous, I think.
We don't give them any chance. They take it. I'm speaking about reality of raising children. I'm not talking about Krishna conscious policy. I mean, we raise them. I mean, there's nice Gurukulas in India. Mayapur has nice Gurukul. Vrindavan also has Gurukul. And your child can stay there till he's 18. And then we have this college up in Radadesh. And they can go on for that. So we're not saying, you know, give your kid a chance, you know, test. Don't give your child an opportunity for Maya.
But
I'm just saying they're going to take it anyway, usually. And don't be surprised when they do. You know, just because we gave them Krishna their whole life, we shouldn't expect that automatically they're going to come out perfect. You know, that was my point. Not that I'm making a policy of ISKCON that, you know, it's, you know, when they're old enough, they can do what they want. They do it anyway.
They were in Gurukul.
I'm sorry.
They had spent most of the years in Gurukul, but yet they were the ones that were most rebellious. They rejected everything we taught, what's taught in Gurukul.
So our talk was meant to give you a warning, because most of you don't have teenagers yet. Yeah, I'll get to you. That you're in for a rough road ahead, generally speaking. And if your kid comes out a pure devotee, you're in the top 5%.
Postane neko vaše dijete postane čisti bhakta, onda ste u onih gornjih 5%. Dakle, rekao si da im ne puštamo Disneyve crtića, da li u redu da im onda pričamo priče koje nisu povezane sa svjesnošću Krišne? Drugo pitanje. Je li u redu da ih podržavamo u njihovim hobijima, baletu, glazbenoj školi?
Oh, okay, yeah, like,
It's fine, I because I'm a teacher and I'm biased, I like reading. I didn't grow up with a TV, so I don't like TV. It's okay to read the stories to them, read the classics to them. But the thing is with TV, if they watch TV, especially for children, the images are too fast and it's not good for their brain. So watching an image on TV is too fast, it's not good for their brain. But reading the classics to them, I would sit and read to them. Cinderella, the Disney classics, Hans, you know, Hans Christian Andersen, the fairy tales that can be read. And as far as giving them ballet lessons, music lessons, dance lessons, swimming lessons, we strongly encourage that. Because these children need some sort of engagement. We can't just be giving them, you know, Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day and they don't have any other outlet for their creative energy also. So yes, that's okay, that's fine. In America, many parents, many of the devoted parents are putting their children in these lessons and giving them an opportunity.
Yeah, they're doing karate, they're doing baseball, they're doing all the things that kids do.
Različite aktivnosti, oni
children.
Rade ono čime se već bave.
You know, our daughter, she took piano lessons when she was young, she did gymnastics for a couple of years, and then swimming. And then when she was about 12, she started doing Indian classical dance. She started doing Bharatanatyam. And she's been doing that ever since, and it's become a part of her life. And she still practices it. And Bharatanatyam, of course, is all the dances of Krishna and Shiva and, you know, Vedic personalities.
So,
you know, that's a wonderful opportunity. And I noticed that in ISKCON that a lot of our youth, young ladies do the Indian dancing.
So
that's exercise and it's the stories of the Vedas.
And we've seen children in America that have taken music lessons, are learning violin and trumpet, and they come to the temple and play during kirtan and during the bhajans. So they add that flavor. So it's wonderful.
You know, we can't keep our children in a glass bottle. You know, we're not living on an island somewhere. We're in the world. And our children need to know what the world is out there if they're going to be successful preachers. So, you know, this is basically how it is.
And this difference between our child and the old children, all other children, because it's evident during if child is grown up in Krishna consciousness, he knows so many terms who are strange to other children and many other things. If he don't give him television, and all other children know about some program, about some, I don't know, movie and
if they never heard of, you know, Cinderella.
Da, dakle, kako se postaviti onda prema našoj djeci koja, na primjer, sa takvim odgojem koji je jako svjestan Krišne kod kuće poznaje različite termine za koje druga djeca uopće ne znaju, a na primjer ako ne gledaju televiziju neke druge takve stvari, onda također ne mogu biti upućeni ono s čime se druga djeca bave.
I can speak from my experience being a teacher in America.
kao učiteljice u Americi.
And I teach in the public school system. I don't teach in Gurukul. I've never taught in Gurukul.
U Gurukuli nikad nisam učio, podučavala.
And even in the public school in America.
Čak i u državnim školama u Americi.
Some parents, non-devotee parents,
neki roditelji koji nisu bakte,
decide not to have TV for their children.
Da djeci ne daju televiziju.
Because the research has shown that it's not good for the brain. And they rather have their children reading.
Tako da radije daju djeci da
but
čitaju.
I don't know the schools in Croatia so well. I don't know them at all, in fact.
Zapravo ne znam ništa o njima.
But I can speak for the schools in America, the public schools in America.
Državne škole u Americi.
And I know if in America, if the parents can homeschool her child,
ako u Americi, ako netko može,
or if the parents can start a school in their area, that is the most desirable for devotee
to se,
children.
To je najbolje za, za djecu
because
bakta.
In public school, maybe when
škola,
they're little, it's not so
malo,
bad.
Nije tako jako loše.
But once they get to middle school, or what
ali
age that will be? 13 and 14,
kad dođu u stare razrede,
that's when they
škole,
get influenced the most.
Onda padnu pod
and it usually
utice,
we see it happens in the school.
I obično se te stvari događaju
because then
u škole,
they start making friends in the school. In America, a lot of drugs,
Americi,
although it's a no drug school, you know, the school doesn't propagate it, but children come. They come with drugs. Somehow they find it.
Pronalaze ih.
And they will learn about it. They want to experiment. They want to join their friends in this non-devotee schools. So, you know, we're always trying to find what's the answer. Should I homeschool my child? Should I send them to school? What am I going to do? It's an ongoing problem in ISKCON, actually, for parents. You know, how do we educate our children?
Because like we said earlier, we have seen children that have gone through the whole Gurukula and have come out totally rotten. We have seen, I have friends in our area that have homeschooled their children and stuck with their children at home till the child was 16 and the girl went out and married a carmi and the guy's not even a vegetarian. You know, but, you know, she comes to the temple,
ona
the daughter comes
hram,
to the temple, but, you know, her husband
hram,
is a total non-devotee.
Muž,
so no matter what you do, you know,
što
the results are not guaranteed.
Rezultat vam neće biti zajamčen.
So we just try our best to give our children Krishna consciousness in a responsible way, you know, give them the, you know, education as to what's the world about outside. We're not living in a bottle. And it's up to their life, their karma, between them and Krishna to go back to work their way back to God.
Ultimately, it's all up to Krishna, and we have to realize that Krishna has control. Although we try many times to control the situation, I know I've done that. I'm trying to control the situation. I know that I can keep my child Krishna conscious, and I'm going to do it, but Krishna shows me something else. Krishna teaches me a lesson. And then I just throw up my arms and I say, Krishna, I leave this child, he's up to you. Please protect this child. And I always say, pray to Krishna and Radharani, because that's what I have been doing. And I chant the Nrisinga Kavacha, ask my husband, I chant it every day, I chant the Nrisinga Kavacha for my family. And I even say the Hanuman Chalisa for my family. I pray. Pray very hard to Radharani in Vrindavan to please, please protect my children. So never doubt the power of praying.
The power of prayer, TJ. So we wanted to, we have a question. And how much time do we have?
None.
But who is next? All right. Well, when he walks in, we'll stop.
She has a question.
Yeah.
Možete s nama podijeliti neko iskustvo. Kako ste uspješno riješili neki problem s kojim ste se susreli u tijekom odgoja svog svoje djece, osobito tim tinejdžerskim godinama?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Okay, our daughter, my husband is right, gave us no problems at all.
Pravo,
she did everything by the book, as Shri Prabhupada said.
Точно на кога
кога се initiated, she's Brahmin initiated.
Our daughter got initiated at 12.
Инициација добила
се 12 години. She got Brahmin at 14. She's dressing the deities at the temple. Облачи
божанство.
She's chased to her guru. She's, you know, chased her vows.
Со гуру и своим
завет. But my son, I found with my son, the more I demanded, I said, I want you to do this, you have to do it, the more he rebelled.
То се више бунио.
For example, one of the stages in life, he decided he was going to grow his hair, and he was going to have dreads. And to me, that was the worst thing. For me, it was. I could not, I just couldn't understand it. And he did, he grew his dreads out. And I said to Radhanath Swami, I said, oh my gosh, I just can't, I don't know this boy of mine. Radhanath Swami looked at me and said, I had dreads when I met Srila Prabhupada. You know, so what's the problem?
What's the problem?
And then also, my Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, my son was very attached to him also. And I said, well, when Maharaj comes and he's going to see your dreads, what are you going to do? He said, well, if Maharaj asks me to shave my head, I will do it. So I said to Maharaj, well, when you see Pitambar Maharaj, please ask him to shave up. But he saw my son and he gave him a hug and he said, oh, Pitambar, you look wonderful like a Babaji. Yeah, so I became completely detached, but I did notice with my son, the more I demanded, the more he rebelled.
And
he had his dreads for a long time, and I for a couple of years, and I didn't say anything. I come back one day from school, and I see he's in the bathroom shaving his head, and I said, oh my gosh, what are you doing? Instead of shaving my head, I said, wait, let me take a picture.
You were
in India. Yeah, and I emailed him, and I said, Pitambar shaved his head.
Right.
So,
I would say we never had any success in changing our son's mind in anything he wanted to do. And like I said, our daughter, we didn't have that opportunity, luckily, that she was challenging any of our lifestyle. So, very hard to change your children's minds, particularly boys. Prabhupada said, and other leaders of our movement have said, that the boys can do anything, but the girls cannot.
So,
this is the double standard of social life.
It's sad, but that's the way it is.
We expect the girl to be a pure virgin when she's married. The boy, he could have been out doing all kinds of crazy things for years. And he's still accepted.
And he'll still come back to ISKCON and find a good wife.
Right.
We've seen that many times.
To be honest, our son-in-law, he had his experiment. Mental period.
And
did many things. Everything. But now he's a great devotee. So
he's a great devotee.
He's aspiring for initiation. He's very serious. And,
he's a first class.
He follows
devotee.
All the principles. And, but he had his.
And his mother.
Experimental moment.
His mother also. She's a very good friend of ours, and she's an old devotee from 69. And she also, it was the power of prayer that brought her son back. She asked him to do so many things, and the more you ask, the more they rebel.
Što više tražite, to se više bune.
So you just have to wait, and you have to ride the wave with them. And pray.
I moliti se.
I kept saying to my wife, I'm going to kick him out of the house. I'd say that about every week.
But you know what? Then he would see his son and he would like, oh, Pitambar, he would talk silly about him. Like,
when he wasn't home, I'm like, get rid of that kid.
But then as soon as he saw his son, he would be like, Pitambar. So he couldn't say it to him.
I know.
So anyway, not a different kind of rasa, but you know what? I will say again and again, I've loved being a parent. I think it is the hardest job in the world. Being a parent is such an important job, and it is one of the hardest jobs in the world.
We did want to touch on another touchy subject.
Just to keep
you all awake.
Jednoj temi, da vas održimo budnima.
Social, public, you know, engagement. Maybe it's only took 5 minutes. Yeah. I just wanted to, probably most of you know these things, but I just wanted to go over it. We talked about the big sticky subjects the other day. Today we want to talk about the subtler sticky subjects.
Želi govoriti o suptilnim gadnim
stvarima. You know, husband and wife interacting together in public. This will only take a few minutes because it's pretty simple.
Kako se obhode međusobno u javnosti?
Yeah, we're waiting for Maraj. He'll come in right on a sticky comment.
Da, ona će ući upravo kad budem davao neki
embarrassing
komentar, nešto što će me
posramiti. Of course, most of us understand social behavior in ISKCON.
Većina nas uglavnom shvaća društveno ponašanje u ISKCON-u.
Question.
What?
Maraj is here? Okay, Maraj. Just in time for the... Yeah, I know. Yeah, time's up. But somebody had a question.
Netko ima pitanje.
Tomorrow.
Ko ćemo, s kom ćemo se pozabaviti sutra?
Well, I thank you for saving me from
Hvala
the sticky subject.
Spasio.
And it will leave everyone hanging as to what it is and what the answers are.
I sad ćete se pitati o čemu je i koje su odgovore.
Tomorrow.
Nastavljamo sutra.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.